Erevin Perikei Mishnah Aleph. We're starting now the Inyonim of Ketzad Ma'abrin Eseorim. How do you figure out what the Ibur? Ibur means the complete, like a Lashon of Ibur that has to give birth. So we have the complete product of a city. From where do we consider the end of the city? From there to count Alpayim Abba. That's the subject that we're going into now. Ketzad Ma'abrin Eseor. And the question is Poshut. You have to draw an outward line of 2,000 Amas from where? How do you chesh the edge of a city? So the Mishnah gives several dugmois on a basic level what the problem is. Why don't you just go 2,000 Amas? One case is you have a bayis nichnas or bayis yoytze. You don't have the city being a perfect square. So you could say, go on a map and draw an easterly line all the houses on the Mizruch side of the city, every single house, from the last house, 2,000 Amas. So Mishnah says, no. The way to figure out the end of a city, the Iburo Shalir, is not 2,000 Amas walking from any spot in the city. That's not the Nekudah. The Nekudah is that every city on a map has a squared off place. That place has to be uniform. And because of that, if you have a bayis nichnas, bayis yoytze, the border is never, you never have a city that's perfectly straight down on the map. Pashtus, we're talking about on the map, straight from north to south, straight from east to west. You never have an ear like that. Therefore, the only way to do it is by squaring it off. The way to square it off is by making a straight line from the house that sticks out furthest most on the east side and draw the line straight down. Up to the top, draw from the house that sticks up the most, make a line straight across the north, and so on the south, and so on the west. Another example, Bayis Pogum Nichnas Pogum Yoytze. Here we're talking about a town that has a wall around it. From the wall, it should be pretty easy to be ma'aber, but no. The wall itself has pieces that are sticking out and pieces that are sticking in. So again, you have to draw a straight line, and from the straight line, then you can be ma'aber 2,000 amas. Hoyushom gedudiyos gvoyos asar tvachim. This is another example of what's still considered part of that town, is what the Rav says is a shifrei choymo shel chorvos batim. You have, always by the edge of the wall, go to old cities, go to Tveria, go to Tzfas. You'll see ruins of piles of rocks, which were, and they still are, half, maybe uninhabited, but half inhabitable houses. When they stick out, that's also considered an extension to the city, and therefore you have to be ma'aber by the edge, making a straight line. Uksharim unafashos. Ksharim are bridges. They're considered part of the town, part of the living space, because there was somebody who would stand for many hours a day on the bridge collecting tolls. Nefoshes refers to they had this little dirula on top of where Kvarim were. So again, it's on the edge of the town. And Memela, it makes the town stick out further. And again, that straight line, in order to square off the town for the Ibur of Alpayim Amas, starts further out. Sheyesh ben beis dira, the nefoshes, the ksharim, have to have a beis dira. It can't just be a structure. It has to be that it has some place there where you have somebody who sits there for many hours a day or lives there. Moetzienes amida kenegdon. You take the measuring tape, so to speak, keneged that. Va'oisin oiso, you draw it kemin tavla merubaz, like a squared off table, literally, the flat, four-sided town. Now, it doesn't mean that it has to be merubaz mamish. Rubas would mean a perfect square. If you have, let's say, picture the island of Manhattan, which is very long and narrow, you're going to square it off as a rectangle. You're going to square it off as a square. And every town can fit its shape. If it's long and thin, or if it's fat and wide, oval, you're always going to square it off. You're going to make a perfect square out of it. Kadeshi and Niskos, as obvious, we had this lotion in the earlier paragraph. When you're squaring off, you're always going to get corners, and you're going to be able to walk more than 2,000 amas from the edge of the town. So that's the tsura of the way the town is squared off. Now it's important to point out one thing. It's crucial to point this out. What we're talking about is not a function of the edge of the city is goes in and goes out, so you have to make it uniform this way. People are walking basically to the same direction. Think about squaring off a city. Most cities are not built in an exact, what's called by the Poskim, Ruchos Ha'olam, as the crow flies straight north, straight south, straight east, straight west. You could square off a city pretty efficiently by bringing in all the borders that should be uniform, and the square is not going to be straight upward. It's going to be on a slant. Like what we would look at as a diamond shape is really a square, but it's just on a side. You have a city that basically runs from northwest to southeast. Square it off, it's still not going to be square in terms of Ruchos Ha'olam. And the halacha is you square it off lefi Ruchos Ha'olam. What would be the logic behind that? Why is that the way of making a straightforward tabla merubas? And the answer is the Chazal were asmich akro. Chazal had a posuk that we brought in Perek Dal Mishnah Ches, where the Mishnah first brought the din of squaring off to be able to be Niska Karen Zovius, and there's a machloikis over here and over there in the Mishnah between Reb Chanina ben Antignus and the Chachamim, by a person who's Keveh Shvisa. We're not talking about squaring off a town for Bnei Oyer. We're talking about somebody who's Shavas in a certain place. Does he get 2,000 Amos, or does he get this Tabla Merubas? And over there was Mavur, that from the Posuk that's learnt out, Umadois Michutz Leis Pas Ked Ma'apayim Ba'amo, by the Migrashei Ha'orim, over there the Pasuk says, Zeh Yeh Lohem Migrashei Ha'orim, and the Gemara Darshan's according to the Chachamim, that Migrashei Ha'orim, that's the way to define a place of 2,000 Amis for all Dinei Torah, not only over there, Lagabi Ori Halavim, but also, the Gemara says, Zeh, and other areas in Halacha as well, Reb Chanina ben Antignus, over there says, nope, they only get 2,000 Amis. So the 2,000 Amos and the squaring it off is not about how far to walk, but it's about being Keveh Mokim, and the Mokim that we have as that sourced in Torah Shebichsav, is the way the town was set up and it was squared off, and that was mamish like with an aerial survey, from north to south, from east to west, that's the way to be Keveh. Now, L'chayra, there would be a Mokim L'falpu, that the Mishnah over there is a machlokes tanoim by a person who sets up shop. He's in the middle of a field. He's keveh shvisa. Now, how do we measure that? He's not really in a city. You're not bringing in a professional surveyor and setting up a tabla merubas with a map. What you're doing is you're defining him in terms of where he is. Where is he? So you'll define it kefi where he's standing. The tabla merubas, and over there there's taka machlokes, whether there's a tabla merubas. It's possible that everybody would hold that the tabla merubas of squaring off a town, that already is more daimel migrashei ha'orim, because you're actually being kaveya the limits a township where it goes to, what's considered in the confines of the ear. L'maisa, the stimus ha'poskim is not that way. The bach is mufurish in Shin Tzadik Tes and these halachas that the Mishnah by us is the stima of the chachamim. Before, of course, we pass on like the Chachamim, and Reb Chanina ben Antignus that argues over there would argue over here as well. We'll just add to that that the other Mekoymoy Shalodom, over here we're talking about Bnei Yair, the whole city, Alpayimam, etc., the Tabla Merubas, the other very Mitzumtzum Dika Shir Mokim Ha'odom is Dalaramas. Somebody who's not part of a city, somebody who's not Keveh Shvisa, or he's out of his Tchum. Over there also the Dalar Amos, we discussed then in Perek Dal Mishnah Ches, that we square off, and a person who carries on Shabbos Dalar Amos, which is also a form of carrying Chutzlum Koimboi, Kimavur in the Rishen Memesach Shabbos, that he also has to carry Dalar Amos with Alak Soinoi, which comes out Berech 5.6. So we discussed that, we mentioned B'Ktzara, but it's worth mentioning again, that even though that's the shir of Hoitzom Midereisa, the Dalar Amos with Alak Soinon, in order to fit in the Tabla Merubas of Dalar Amos, it comes out that there's really three shiurim in the carrying in Rishus HaRabim. It's clear in the Sugyos that Chazal didn't want a Yid carrying more than Dalar Amos. Less than Dalar Amos, even though a person shouldn't carry Pochus, make a kira hanocha every dalad amas, that he's not allowed to do. But if you want to just, you're standing in Rishus Ram with something, you want to just shift over a little bit, you're allowed to walk, you're allowed to carry something, your shoe, you know, you want to carry, you want to move over with your shoe in order to be able to fix your shoe, you're allowed to carry it less than dalad amas. From dalad amas until 5 and 5.6, 5 3/5, which is dalad amas alaksoinen, is certainly awesome in the Rabbanon. More than that is the sheer dalad amas valaksoinen, there's a chiyuv chatos. We explained then, we were mekatzer, we'll explain it again, that the Rashbam holds, the Rishonim bring, that the Rashbam holds that if you're carrying straight l'ribua shel olam on a straight northerly, southerly, east or west line, over there dalad amas, more than dalad amas is deraisa. The dalad amas valaksoinon is only somebody who's carrying keneged ruchas olam. Because you're squaring off a square wherever a person's standing, and that becomes mekoymoy shel oise odom, mekoymoy shel oise chefetz, then it's only if you move on alaksoin in that tablo merubas that you need more than dalad amas to be chayv deraisa. But if you walk straight up, haloi, the tablo merubas is going to go straight dalad amas. So over there, the maisa tiltul, maisa hoitzo, which will be chayv on, will be an exact dalad amas. Most Rishonim don't hold that way. These two opinions are brought in the Bir Halacha in Shin Mem Tes Siv Beis, Ayin Shom. Now in the context of the Halacha that we just learned, that the way to define the Mokim Shvis of a person biyachas to an ear and bechlal anybody who shaves on Shabbos is learnt out from the Migrashei Ha'arim in Parshas Maaseh. That's going to be our Hagdoma to Mishnah Beis. Mishnah Beis, Noisin Karpef Lo'ir Divrei Reb Meir. Now here we have to explain. The term Karpef is a term that we met up with in Perek Beis. It refers to a place which is a mokum, which is not miyuid ledira. It's a place, it's a marsh, it's a wetland, it's natural place that's not being used in any appreciable way for human dira. And because of that, it's not a mokum mechitzois. Chazal defined it as not being a rishus hayochid, even though the mechitzos around it are perfectly sound. That's the sugi that we had in Mishnah Beis. Now, the shear that we had over there for that size place, which is no longer Rishus HaYochid, is the size of a chotzer that we find in the Mishkan. That's the largest enclosed area, which is not Mukav Ledira, that we find in the Torah. And the area over there is 5,000, so it's 5,000 square amas, because it's 50 by 100. The square root of that is going to be 70 and 2/3. We said it's actually a drop more. There was a machlok tanoim over there. Do we look at 70 and 2/3 or 70.71, which is really 70 and 5/7, ayin shom. But we'll call it, for argument's sake, over here 70 and 2/3. This 70 and 2/3 shear of a mokoim is the subject, again, of a drosha that Chazal make in the pasuk that we just mentioned. The pasuk that says Gabi the Migushe Arim, all of the Ori Halavim, which are also Ori Niklot in Pashas Masay, the pasuk says, "Umigushe Arim, Asher Titnu Lalavim, Mikir Ha'ir V'Chutzo Elef Amasoviv." The Migushe Arim, a Migrash, is an open area that's shayich to the place that it's by. The open area surrounding the cities that are given to the Levim, from the wall of the city, the edge of the city, Mikiro Ir Vachutza, and outside of it, Elav HaMasoviv, there's another 1,000 Amois of a buffer zone, which is also Meshach Shaychi to the ear. The word Vachutza over there is extra. Pasuk should say Mikir Ho'ir. Of course, we're talking outward. Mikir Ho'ir, from outside of the city, Elav HaMasoviv. The word Vachutza, Chazal dash in an interesting way. They dash in Vachutza means there's a different level of buffer zone, which between the edge of the city, before the Elef Amo, which is surrounding the city, there's a small buffer zone, and that's called Vechutza. How big is that buffer zone? Chazal understand that it's like a chotzer, so to speak. It's like the outer courtyard of the city. Therefore, it's the shear of a chotzer that we know about. What's that? Exactly what we just said, 70 and 2/3. That's the way the Migrashei Ha'arim were designed. I'll pee the pasuk in Parshas Maaseh. Because of that, we have an interesting din by us. Noisin karfef li'er divrei Meir. Meir holds that every city, when you're making your tabla merubas, that's mavur in the previous Mishnah, before you add on the alpayim amma, there's also the buffer zone of the town, which is 70 2/3 amma. Ramey says, that's the pasuk that we have, that's the design of the survey of the city, of the ear, that's mapped out, legabi awadinim, which is learned out from there. The Chachomim have this din of Karfif Bamigashe Orim, but they have a little bit of a different take on where that din Karfif applies to our dinim of Tchum Shabbos. The Chachomim le'omru Karfif ela ben shte ayorois im yesh lazu shivim amma v'shirayim ulazu shivim amma v'shirayim. The place where Karfif is mentioned, that we have a Maseris from Chazal, to use the measurement of 70 2/3 amas biyachas to mapping out the Tchum Ho'ir and where the Bnei Ho'ir are allowed to walk to, is not every city has an extra 70 amas. What that refers to is in those days there were little villages, or if you want to put it in modern day thought, we have a city with outlying areas, you have bungalow colonies. We're really between two places, you have woods. What would be, that's Pashut, that if two bungalow colonies are next door to each other, that's one ear. The fact that one is called Happy Smiles Bungalow, and the next one is called Orva Simcha Cottages, doesn't make a difference. It's one Hemshech. The same way you could have Borough Park, Kensington, Flatbush, Canarsie, also is one Hemshech. Doesn't make a difference that they have different names. It wouldn't even make a difference if they're Mamish two cities, or if they're two states even. If it's one Hemshech Ritzifus of a Mokim Miyushim, a Mokim Ir, so then you keep on going. That's still called you're in the city. What separates what the end of an Ir, that then outside of it, is the fact that that Mokim is not a Mokim Yishuv. It's not a Mokim Tira. What happens if you have two bungalow colonies that are separated by woods? At what point do we look at it as Ritzifus? Does it have to be Mamish Lovud, like we're going to have other Dinim? It has to be Mamish within four Tvachim, within 10 Amos. What's the Shir? So the Chachomim have a Makor that, being that there is a dynamic of an outlying area of a Karfeif outside an ear, Kimavur in the Pasuk that we just brought, two cities, in order to, or two Makaymas Yishuv, in order to connect them, to consider them a Ritzifus of one Makim Yishuv, that the Alpayim starts after the second one, the Shir for that is a Karfeif. Each Mokim Yishuv, each bungalow colony, add on 70 2/3 Amos. If there's 140, well actually 141 1/3 Amos between the two, they're considered one running Mokim Yishuv. Now, let's examine the wording of this Mishnah. Remeir says that they give a Karpeif Lo'ir. Each city has a Karpeif, and only from there do you extend Alpayim Amma. Vachomim Oimrim, Le'omru Karpeif, also Loshen Yochid. But then the Mishnah says about Karfifois. Each one gets a Karfif. Karfifois, 141 1/3 Amma, connect two cities. Is that the Shita of the Chacham? They say Lomu Karfif. They say Lomu Karfifois. So the way we have it, the way we paskin Rav Huna and the Gemara, is that Echanami. Vachomam Lomu, the Musig of Karfif. But in actuality, we're dealing with Karfifois. There is another man, the Omer in the Gemara, Chiyah Barav, that holds not that way. He holds that the second statement of Imyesh, Lezushim Avishirayim, a grand total of 141 and a third, Oisek Karfif, Lishtem, Lias Kachas, is better than the Shittur Meir. Each town has a Karfif, therefore there's going to be 141 and a third. But according to Chachamim, you need 70 2/3. You need the two Mekoymos HaYishuv within 70 2/3. That means there's only one Karfif between the two. Lamais, we don't pass in that way. And like we said, the word Karfif over here is Lavdafka. It means Karfif voice. But that's where you connect it. But if you'd have one city, the edge of the city, of course you don't use a Karfif. That's what the Chachamim hold.